Welcome aboard Bus One. Welcome to the 2024 Bus One March Madness journey. We are on our way to Detroit, Michigan for the Midwest side of the Elite Eight. We've got some time to kill. Let's play some trivia. Starting with our one seed, introduce yourself.
What's up, gamers? I'm Alec.
Oh, bro.
And then we'll go with our two seed. Stinks.
Good morning, everyone. It's Cameron.
Yeah! And our three seed.
Make some noise. It's Ethan.
And finally, our number four seed in the Midwest side.
Hi, everybody. It's Max. Surprise,
surprise. All right. So the rules for this episode will generally be the same as what you'd expect in a normal Bus One episode. So in round one, we will be shooting free throws. In round two, we'll be getting some layups, short jumpers. In round three, shooting threes.
Pulls off three-pointers.
We are playing with the buzzer this episode, and like all of my episodes, anytime someone buzzes, I will immediately stop reading the question. Well, I have to stop reading the intro now because someone buzzes. No, but yeah, I will.
Sorry, stop Bryce, reading. You just laid it up for me.
Yeah, nice.
That's good. Yeah,
thanks. Ethan.
Minus one for Cameron. That's a technical foul. Okay. And so whoever buzzes in, answers correctly first, gets the points. We'll have a couple of questions that are slightly different format. We still do have the challenge rule. So if you think that there was a foul on the play, feel free to challenge and we will go to the review. By the end of this episode, we will have two players moving on to the final four. So it matters both if you finish first and second in this episode. So you just don't want to be in the bottom half. As always, no Googling or looking up any answers. All right.
But we're in a four-way basketball game right now. It's not like one-on-one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nice. The courts cross like this.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It's Chinese basketball.
Cut that out.
This is on video, too.
Talking about.
All right, well, checkers is a game.
Does anyone want to guess what the topic is?
Basketball madness.
It's March Madness. All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Terrible.
Players should react disgust though.
Oh, okay. basketball.
I like basketball.
I know little to nothing about basketball.
So just to
everything I learned about basketball, I learned from Bryce. So that either gives me a leg up or a huge disadvantage.
He's been setting you up for the last 6 years of your friendship just to tear you down right here.
This is the biggest alley-oop in history.
Bryce will always have one question that is designed to trigger me anyway. So I don't think the advantage goes that far.
I don't think I intentionally did that this episode. So you will.
That we know of.
So if you're triggered, it's your fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or right, is that Alex. Just, am I just saying that?
That usually happens when Bryce doesn't host too, I guess. So.
That's fair. That's fair.
Max is just an
now
angry
that I'm
person.
Thinking about it.
So
Max
to give
just
you,
cares a lot.
To give you all context, I think the first games for the tournament are the first four, and they start on March 19th of this year. So anyway, any questions about anything, I guess, before we jump right in? To it?
No.
Nope.
Put
me on the line. Get me on the line.
All right. Put so we're starting coach. With some competitive free throws.
Let's go.
The first round, all five questions are multiple choice.
Sweet.
If you buzz in, I will stop reading the answers. Oh, just so everyone knows that. All right. Question number one. Free throw attempt number one, I should say. The very first NCAA basketball tournament involved eight schools playing a single elimination tourney all the way back in March of 1939. Which of the following facts about 1939 is false?
This is very similar to the Seinfeld episode.
A. The Time magazine's Man of the Year was Joseph Stalin. B. Germany invaded France in 1939 as a part of World War II. C. Siam officially changed its name to Thailand, or D, the original Wizard of Oz was released. We got Ethan first. Free throw attempt number one.
I'm going to feel bad if I don't say that Stalin being the man of the year is an awful thing to do. So I'm going to say that.
Oh, off the rim. That is incorrect. Oh,
yeah. He was our buddy back then.
Oh, I definitely
we had a couple years where he was our buddy.
Everybody loved
Fun fact, the year before, Hitler was the Time Magazine's man of the year.
Two misses.
No misses.
Those aged badly.
Who was Time Magazine Person of the Year last year?
Muammar al-Gaddafi.
Oh no!
I think they've like gotten away from
for Time Magazine.
Dictators and literally Vladimir Putin.
From my understanding,
this is
Forbes'
list of top 100 dictators.
Wait, wasn't it the Ukrainian?
Zelensky.
I think it was him.
That's risky.
That can't go badly.
Very polarizing.
All right. Anyway, Cameron.
This is what is false about the year of 1939.
Correct.
I want to say The Wizard of Oz came out later, so I'm going D.
And you airballed that one, so that's pretty embarrassing.
Airballed a free
Wizard of Oz was 1939. Okay, Alec, you have 50-50.
50-50.
Or the pity points go to Max.
Can you remind me? We talked a long time about Stalin, and I forgot.
Wait, the last person just gets the points?
Yep. Be better. Okay. These are free throws. You know, these should be able to get this. B, Germany invaded France in 1939 as a part of World War II. Or C, Siam officially changed its name to Thailand in 1939.
Okay. I feel like the Siam to Thailand thing was later, but I also feel like it could be tricking me on the... Because didn't they invade Poland first?
That is a true fact, Alec.
That is true.
I'm going to go Siam to Poland.
That's not an option.
That's valid. Yep.
Hitler invaded Thailand.
That was in the 50s. That was in the 50s.
Okay. Alec lines up for the shot and shanks it off the front of the rim.
Oh, my. Not the pity points. Not the pity points.
I got out of it.
I'm going to go with Germany did not invade France in 1939.
That is correct, but can you tell me why? Can you tell me any more detail?
Earn your point. I can't remember the year.
I'm so stupid. I keep thinking this one was like, which one is true? That's why I said the Thailand one.
No, it's which one is false?
Nope.
Did they invade? I don't remember.
They invaded Poland.
They invaded Poland.
1939.
Yeah, you guys were on the right track. Alec, your logic was great.
I know. That's why I'm mad. I was like, oh yeah, but they. I don't think it's that one because I think they invaded Poland.
I thought they invaded Poland.
You got to focus when you're shooting free throws. You can't get distracted.
No, they invaded Poland in 1939 to kick off World War II.
I saw one of those blow up things in the student section.
And then
I got
France
so
was like
distracted.
7 months later.
France, yeah. Poland was September 1st, 1939 is when they started the invasion there. And they invaded France and the Netherlands and Luxembourg all on May 10th, 1940.
So I was almost correct with exactly 7 years or 7 months.
It's almost like you could have gotten that question right. And then
almost.
We start the game with 1 point for Max.
You're welcome, Max.
I love I was very clearly the farthest away from getting that right and just lucked.
Just like basketball, I guess we just give pity points out.
You gotta make your free throws, you know? It's part of the game. You gotta make them.
Make your free throws.
All right. Question number two. The school with the most NCAA basketball championships is UCLA, who has a whopping 11.
Wow!
All but one of those championships, including 7 years in a row, all took place in the 60s and early 70s. Correctly choose which of the following was invented in the 1960s or 70s. So to be very clear, only one was invented in the 60s or 70s. The rest were all invented in different decades. Make sense?
Got it.
Yeah.
Alec, you good?
Ethan just goes, uh-huh.
I'm focused.
Okay. A, the computer mouse. B, photocopier. C, disposable cameras. Or D, color television. Max?
Gonna go with disposable cameras?
That is incorrect. Disposable cameras were invented in 1986. Camel Ron.
Well, shoot, that was gonna be my answer too. I'm sorry, Bryce, you said A was the computer mouse.
Correct.
B was the photocopier.
Yep.
C was the disposable camera, and D was
color television.
They definitely had color television in the 70s. photocopier. The fax machine was invented in like the late 1800s, so the photocopier should come.
Right.
I don't think that's right.
That's
it
right.
is true. That's a true fact.
What
the fax machine
the
was invented in like 1890
I'm
something.
Right now, because I don't know if I believe.
I'm 100% positive.
I mean, I guess there were phones around, and it goes
and it uses
lines.
The same signals.
So, so Stalin and Hitler were faxing people on the front lines.
The electric printing telegraph, 1843. That's crazy.
No
oops.
Way.
You get no yeah. points
you said
for that.
Late 1800s. So actually,
okay. Yeah, well, late. At least I knew it was the 1800s.
Cameron, your 10-second violation is about to.
Photocopier. I'm sorry. What was D again?
Color television.
It's A.
That is correct. It is the computer mouse.
Dang it.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, nice job on that one. The original computer mouse used two wheels, one in the X and one in the Y direction. And they also experimented with pointing devices using other parts of the body, too. So, like, including, like, head-mounted devices that are attached to your chin or nose. And I'm just like, we could have had a completely different computer experience. Like, all right, time to work. Got to put on my headgear.
That's what the Apple like, Vision Pro is.
Yeah.
We're just Apple, going back
have
to
you,
that.
Have you guys seen anyone with an Apple Vision Pro yet?
Like, not in real life. Not in real life.
Nor
I think a lot of people are returning them.
Yeah, because really? It's like $5,000.
Yeah, it's $3,500. And most of them are like, breaks. This is really cool, but I have a headache after like 10 minutes of using this as well.
I've seen them all the videos. It's very funny.
Yeah, they're not practical.
There was someone who got married and the husband like insisted on wearing an Apple Vision Pro.
No.
Even though the bride was like, please don't do this. He did. And the pictures of their wedding are like so bad.
Instant divorce.
Yeah, at her second wedding, maybe her husband will not do that.
Yeah. Or that's maybe rough. Everyone will be wearing them by
we'll have our Apple Vision contact lenses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, everyone we're
getting
it will look like
up,
they're on
man.
The moon.
We're getting chipped up.
We're getting chipped up.
I sure you don't need a venue. We'll just sit in this school cafeteria and we've cleared all the tables out and they're folded up against the wall, but we can put our venue anywhere.
All right. We're gonna move on to question number three now. One of the most wild games in March Madness history took place in the Elite Eight of 1992, when Duke and Kentucky traded blows before Christian Laettner would make a basket as time was expiring to send Kentucky home. Which of the following celebrities also calls Kentucky home? So they were born there, to be clear. A. Johnny Depp. B. Liam Neeson. C. Cameron.
Oh, wait, it was who calls it home, who doesn't call it home?
Oh,
nice. Who was born?
Well, it's definitely not Liam Neeson, because he's British. So, Johnny Depp.
You're just going to buzz and not hear the other two options?
I thought the question was, who isn't from Kentucky? Oh.
Well, it makes me mad because you're correct.
No! That's crazy.
Johnny Depp's from Kentucky?
Yeah.
I think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
I was waiting for you to say Jennifer Lawrence because I know she's.
That's why I stopped.
I thought about putting Jennifer Lawrence, but the trick with this one is you should have known the other three were all foreign celebrities because the other two options are Shania Twain, Canadian.
Yes.
And foreign. Keith Urban, who is Australian.
Australian. I think I could have gotten that one.
All right. Well, I feel better about you getting the point then.
Right. Yeah.
Great job, right. Cameron.
Cameron is shooting 67% from the line so far. So that's
pretty good. Bad.
That's crazy for a two seed.
Yeah. Max is one for one.
I know nothing about basketball.
Not getting to line very much. So. All right. We are on to question number four. Starting in 1982, CBS Sports obtained broadcast television rights to the tournament, replacing NBC. Which of the following TV shows also is a current program on CBS? A. Law and Order. B. Grey's Anatomy. C. Cameron again.
It's Law and Order.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Thank goodness.
Wait, was the question is again. Or isn't?
Oh, I will read the question again. Which of the following TV shows also is a current program on CBS?
Damn it.
A. Law and Order. B. Grey's Anatomy. C, MasterChef, or D, NCIS? Ethan.
So I've noticed a theme, and it's what you don't expect, at least for me, has been the correct answer. So I'm going to go with MasterChef.
That is incorrect.
Didn't work.
The logic was sound, but Ethan's, it just broke down.
Ethan, get into the, you know, practice on those free throws.
Yeah, I'm bad.
All right, Max.
I'm gonna go with NCIS.
NCIS is correct.
I knew that one.
Two for two.
That's all crazy. Right. Four seed, what?
Well, it's free throws. Everyone should make these.
Right.
Yeah, if you let me guess, upset. I'll try to make it. Dang.
You gotta get Cinderella the line, Alex. Story. You gotta get to the line.
I know.
All right. Question number 5. There are many small schools that have the chance to make a name for themselves in the tourney. Which of the following school names is not a Division I men's basketball program? Does everyone understand the premise of the question?
Yeah.
It's not.
Is or isn't?
Is not.
Okay.
I think the issue is there's so many multiple choice. I'm like, what am I supposed to be assessing here?
Just to confirm, who is not a Division I school?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you.
But Liam Neeson is British, though.
He is. Got it. Actually, he may be Welsh.
He's from Northern Ireland.
Well, I was in the right country.
Nope.
I was in the right.
Let me read the options. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, that's a hot take.
Here we go.
Right. Northern Ireland.
Option A.
This has come up multiple times recently.
Cameron. Option A, Alcorn State University. B, Pepperdine University. C, Macquarie University. Or D, Colgate University.
This may as well be a complete guess.
Cameron.
Pepperdine is not Division I.
That is incorrect. They are. They're a very small school out in California and the West Coast Conference. Max.
Can you repeat A?
Alcorn State University.
I'm going to go with C.
C is correct. Max gets it again.
Is that Macquarie?
Oh my.
Macquarie University.
That's what I was going to say.
Is a university in Sydney, Australia.
Wow.
What? And that's D1?
It's not in the American.
God, stop asking this type of question.
Well, this is the end of round one and the end of the multiple choice.
Thank
Those
God.
Those were very hard to keep track of.
His brain
was it really? Was it really the hard to keep track of?
I did not have a problem keeping up with the premise of this question.
I think it's just
you switched back and forth. It's so hard.
I switched. There's only two that were no. The rest were all yes.
Right.
You started Bryce, no, yes, 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 no.
Bryce, that's 2 out of 5.
It's like a very common type of trivia question.
It's not that complicated.
I know it's not complicated, but when you only have the audio to, like, you know, try to process through it, it's hard.
Yeah, man, Bryce, make a slideshow.
The one
show
seed
next
is
time.
Really complaining here.
Yeah, he's like, he's yelling at the refs.
We got
Blaming the refs. Yeah.
You don't win games by making 2 free throws. We'll just say that. You win games
but
by
sometimes
by draining threes.
This guy's a three.
You win games by making 3 free throws as the 4 seed. Actually,
not 2. All right, so
okay.
Let's go to our first commercial break.
And we're officially at the end of round one for the Midwest region of the Bus One March Madness tourney. Rich, what are you seeing out there tonight?
Well, I'm seeing some passionate play from all four contestants. Props to Max for getting to the line and getting it down.
Mm-hmm. I agree. We'll see how things shake out for the 1 and 2 seeds who haven't had much of a showing so far. But on to our main story for the half. We've got a winner for last week's audience question. Let's go to Gene Steratore for the verdict.
Well, guys, I'm reading here that the first mathematician to calculate pi to the first 3 digits was Archimedes. And I'm seeing that Mr. Nilt wrote in with that correct answer, so I believe that is who will get those 3.14 points.
Thanks, Gene. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Congrats to Mr. Nilt. Rich, what have you got for this week's question?
Tonight, I'm wondering what our audience knows about some recent March Madness upsets. Lots of anticipation heading to the first round to see if Purdue will be able to turn things around after being only the 2nd 1 seed to lose to a 16 seed last year. Speaking of, who was the 16 seed that upset Purdue? Again, who was the 16 seed that upset Purdue in the first round of last year's tourney?
Well, that's a great question, Rich. We'll just have to see what our audience writes in. Folks, be sure to comment on this week's Instagram post at Bus1Trivia or comment on the poll on Spotify to have a chance at winning a point. Be sure to follow Bus One and tell a friend about the show while you're at it.
That does it for the halftime show. Let's send it back to Bryce and the gang in Detroit for some more trivia action. Only on Bus One Trivia.
Welcome back to the Bus One March Madness Journey, where things have gotten underway. To recap so far, Max has taken the early lead with 3 points, followed closely with Cameron with 2 points. And Alec and Ethan have not yet to score for their game. All right. The next round is all short answer. So no more complaining from Yay. The top seeds.
I hate the refs.
All right. So for question six, that we'll get to in a second, there is no buzzing.
Whoa.
Everyone has the opportunity. Well, Cameron buzzed, so I'm going to stop the question. Cameron, feel free to answer.
Oh, my God.
You didn't ask the question. You didn't start asking the question.
Hey, fuck around and find out, Cameron.
You said no buzzing. That doesn't mean that precludes me from buzzing.
Okay, cool. I agree. This is a technical. Feel free to attempt your free throw and give me an answer. I'll give you another answer. No, I won't. It doesn't work that way. This is it.
Bryce, do you have a list of basketball puns next to you? No, nope, this is just all off the top of the head.
Dude,
you buzzed in, Cam. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Remember when the buzzer was a sacred thing? It meant you had an answer to give? I remember those things.
I'm making it sacred again today. Putting a foot down. Cameron, give me something. Or you're just not taking the shot.
The Peloponnesian War.
Okay.
That's good. That's good, though. That's good, though. That might go in. That might go in.
So only one person will get these points. You are going to be writing something down, and the closest will get the points. Okay? All right. As I previously mentioned, the first NCAA tournament was in 1939. However, the NCAA didn't hold a women's version of the tournament until what year?
What year is the Peloponnesian War?
Can you repeat the year that the men's tournament
was
started? The
first men's tournament was 1939. Okay. Tell me when everyone's written something down.
I've written it down.
And then you're going to hold up your answer to the camera I know you're not fibbing. All right. Alec, show us your answer.
1978.
Okay, I can't quite read it, but I believe you. 1970, I guess you're going first, so that's what it is. 1978, Ethan?
I can't say
just say it.
Bus one. Nope.
1966.
Yes, 1966. I'm glad that worked.
All right, so 78, 66, and Max?
1972.
Okay, so all pretty close to each other. Cameron, what would you have guessed, just out of curiosity?
Honestly,
whatever years the wars were.
I would have gone like probably like 94.
Okay, so that's good because that means the same person gets will get the points for this one. So we have first points on the board for Alec.
Oh my god!
Correct answer is 1982. Women.
Wow! Did you just say women?
Isn't that crazy?
Women's Month.
I thought
Happy Women's
I was
Month.
Like
the Women's History
picking
Month.
Picking a late year. Yeah. Still 10 years after I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I know Caitlin Clark just like beat the record for NCAA, but there's like somebody else who they didn't have an NCAA women's thing yet. And she hasn't broken that record yet.
Wow.
And I was like, that was like in the 70s, I'm pretty sure.
So. Yeah. All right. Cool. Moving on to question number 7. Every year, one of the most exciting aspects of the tournament is figuring out which small school is going to be this year's Cinderella story. One of my favorite Cinderella stories was the Rodgers and Hammerstein 1997 adaptation with Brandy Norwood as Cinderella and Bernadette Peters as the wicked stepmother. Who plays the fairy godmother in this version of the story? Oh, sorry.
You said 1974?
1997.
Sorry, I was still the fairy godmother.
Alec, you got it?
Nope. I'm going to say, what's that person's name? Ethel Merman.
No.
That's a good guess.
Does no one know the movie that I'm talking about? It's
No.
Okay, interesting. Well, then I guess we'll see who gets it. We'll go Charlie Chaplin if no one gets it, I guess. Cameron.
Stand by Ethel Merman.
Goldie Hawn?
Who?
Kurt Russell's wife? Goldie Hawn?
No.
Okay.
We're too far in the past, Cameron.
She was alive in 1997.
All right.
She's still alive now.
Shaking these layups. Max?
Bette Midler?
Oh my God.
Sorry. This is embarrassing. I'm just sorry.
Naming people that I know.
I'm naming actresses who
Ethan
were alive in the 90s.
Cinderella.
Explicitly the worst answer
Cinderella
to give.
Your answer is
Cinderella. I don't even know who to give points to. I can't give
let's
points
do it, let's do a one. Second round, Bryce. We
okay,
could.
I'll Yo, give you yeah, a hint.
That'll help.
It's like a well-known singer. It's like a pop singer. We're going in order still.
A well-known pop singer?
Well, yeah, 1997.
I got this.
All right, Alec.
I don't know.
Just anyone. I will judge.
Madonna.
It is not Madonna.
Cher.
I know.
It's not Cher.
That Max. Seems like a reasonable answer.
Celine Dion?
Oh, no.
That's what rock.
Stop Ethan, being guys, so disappointed. So no one would know this but you.
No, it's our
this
fault.
Is a well-known
it's
movie.
Our fault.
No,
it's not even a movie. It was made for TV. But anyway,
we
Ethan,
named three of the most famous female pop singers of all time.
This is a famous made-for-TV Cinderella
the
adaptation that's Bryce's
favorite.
The
made-for-TV movie I can name is High School Musical. Like,
Ethan, give me your answer.
What about Minutemen?
I was going to say Celine Dion, so I'll just say
Adele?
Oh my God. She would make a great fairy godmother. That's a great answer.
I will say Adele was a better guess than Cinderella. It's probably closer.
I have no clue. All right.
No one gets the points.
Average no answers. Points.
No one gets it. Not giving points for this one.
Wow,
the correct fair. Answer is Whitney Houston.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
Very famous. The four of us have all collectively never heard of this.
Well,
it's
your
fault. Not quote it's
very
get
in the comments.
Where I was born.
If you're listening, get in the comments. Let me know
Cher
if you
closest.
Got this question.
I think Cher is really the closest
this
to
is a
Whitney Houston.
Only
advice
thing.
For the future when writing questions, remember that your interests are like 30 years older than your actual age, and no one is going
to
get it.
Quote Bryce on a previous episode, I like to write my questions to pander to the audience and to the contestants.
Yeah. Well, because you were making fun of me last time
you know
for doing video game questions.
Yeah, because you did
wrong.
The bread video game, which was also a you experience,
no
not
more.
A universal experience.
No more video game questions. Now you get 1997 Cinderella.
All right, let's
go.
She's going the opposite direction.
Hey, Bryce, who played Cinderella in that movie?
I told you already. Brandon Norwood.
Brandy Norwood. Brandy Norwood. Everyone knows her.
I don't expect you to know her.
Right.
Who knows her? But everyone knows the Whitney Houston was the favorite.
Right. Yeah.
That's guys, common knowledge.
You're telling
comments.
Me that Charlie Chaplin rules don't apply there?
Yeah, no,
the
I was too disappointed.
All right, get in the comments, say if you knew it or not and the year you were born. Because I guarantee it's all going to be people. It's like, oh yeah, I love that movie. Born in 82. Like,
well,
sometimes you miss layups.
All right,
true.
Question number 8.
Sometimes the refs are just blind, though.
In 2004, and then again in 2014, the University of Connecticut Huskies became the first and only Division I school to win both the men and women's national championship in the same year. Known for their long, thick fur and pointed ears, Huskies belong to what type of dog breed? Cameron.
So, I feel like this could go, I'm going to say working dogs.
Yeah, I was like, what category
I'll be
are
more
you looking
clear.
For?
It's like, yeah, like the name of the group of dogs, that like specifically.
Dogs. Working dogs.
No, so
it doesn't change my
I'll
answer.
A different one.
Proletariat
Wait, can I
dogs.
Guess without the list if I think I have a guess and other people need a list?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Alec, do you have a guess first?
Well, I had a similar question, but I was just going to give it a shot. But if you're going to give us more specific, I'm not going to guess yet.
I'm just going to guess, shoot from the hip. Is it from the Malamute family?
It is not. But that is the right type of thinking. They all come from the same type of dog. Like,
okay. So almost like golden retriever, but like retriever.
Like family. Retrievers, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Cameron,
huskies.
The ski family.
All right, I'll give you multiple
Cinderella.
Choice.
That's good. Save that.
If we could get a multiple choice for this one, Bryce,
Give me one second. I gotta look it up. I'm gonna clear the buzzers and you have to re-buzz in because now it's multiple choice.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, is it which one is or which one is not?
Or do I have to go last?
I
can go last. I already guessed.
All right.
And I felt confident with my guess.
So. Okay, cool. So huskies belong to which group of dogs? A, Spitz, B, Retriever, C, Terrier, or D, Spaniel?
Oh, my.
Ethan.
What was... No, wait. It's Spitz.
Five. This whole choice is so fun.
Yes. It's Spitz.
Spitz? It is Spitz.
Let's go.
Right. I've never
heard
of
ridiculous.
That. What is
really?
Spitz?
Yeah. A husky.
It's type of dog.
That's what I least expected.
I didn't even write the multiple choice for that one. I just pulled it for sure. But yeah, they all have long, thick fur and pointed ears and muzzles. So other types are the Pomeranian, Quichond, Samoyed,
Dijon, Muscat.
Fluffy pointy ear dogs.
Nice. Let's go.
All right. Question number 9. Michael Jordan was one of the most famous NBA basketball players in history. However, he first came to fame in college, where he sank the game-winning shot in the championship for which university? Max.
University of North Carolina.
That is incorrect.
Really? Did he play for a different school first?
Okay, what's that other one that's right next?
Nice.
Duke. Nice.
That is also incorrect.
Dang it.
Cameron.
UCLA.
No. Ethan.
We'll
go back around.
For some reason, I know it's wrong, but for some reason I'm just feeling Penn State.
It is not Penn State.
He's feeling it, though.
All right, we'll go back around. Max, you have a second guess?
I totally blanked on who we're
really,
even talking about.
I thought for sure he went to UNC, so I don't really have another guess. I don't know.
Who is this?
Dayton.
It's Michael not Dayton.
Alec. Michael Jordan?
Yeah. What university?
Oh.
You just guess without knowing?
Yeah, I totally spit. My dog was barking. I was spaced out while you were reading.
What family of dog does Greta belong to, Alec?
Corgi. Let's see.
That's a breed, Alec. We're looking
you
for
dumbass.
Is she like a terrier?
Sorry, I know the more specific answer.
My answer is too specific.
I'm gonna go with
5 seconds.
It's okay. Take your time.
I'm trying to think of another school. I know it's
this
not
is giving
Big Ten.
Me the name a woman.
I know it's not Big Ten.
That's hard enough.
Let's just UConn, I guess.
It is not UConn.
The Ohio State University.
No.
Just said it's not Big Ten.
Ethan.
It could be. I just think it's not Big Ten.
Is it like somewhere in Georgia? Georgia State or something?
It is not Georgia State.
Bryce, you're going to have to Charlie Chaplin this one. Physical location.
Do you want me to do that?
Yes, we'll go for a third round and whoever's physically closer.
No, I think I'm going to call it right now. I think I like your first point. So it's going to go to Ethan because the correct answer is Florida.
Florida?
Ooh, let's go. Yeah. I knew that.
Like Gators?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Florida was also the last team, not the same year, but they were the last team to go back-to-back in 2006, 2007.
Can you tell me I'm not crazy in that he also at some point
was at
UNC?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was like, was he just never?
Well, that's why I was like, oh, Michael Jordan. I can't think of him in any other jersey besides.
Yeah, no, I always just thought he was a UNC player.
Yeah.
Little do our contestants know that this was the fake answer. Looks like they were fooled this time.
Okay, question number 10. Those went to Ethan, right?
Yeah. How is Ethan now in the lead?
Hey, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Two questions.
What do you mean by that?
He didn't answer correctly, I might add.
If you looked at Ethan's expression, he is just as surprised as you.
No,
he lobbed it up there and it went in.
This remember, is all skill.
Two people are moving on, so you could go in for second too.
Yeah, I'm too far ahead now.
Question number 10.
You have 4 points.
This is another one where I think I'm going to have you write down your answer before we'll give it to one person. The number that a team is given when they're placed on the bracket is called their seed. In 2008, a team of Russian scientists discovered some seeds buried by the Kolyma River. They were able to successfully germinate the seeds, making them the oldest viable seeds ever to be grown. Roughly how long had the seeds been frozen in the permafrost?
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yep.
Were these seeds buried by humans or just by nature?
You said by a river, right?
But, yeah, the river didn't bury the seeds. I meant, did a person put the seed there? Or was it like just a naturally occurring thing that had gotten
frozen? I do know the answer to this. Do I give... Well, no. I guess I'll give it to all of you.
I feel like no.
And then you can adjust your answer accordingly. Right. They were buried by ancient squirrels.
Oh,
ancient squirrels.
Ooh. That's helpful. That's helpful, actually.
Scrat?
Yo, that's crazy.
Literally.
I'm just imagining the acorn is what they found.
All right. Is everyone ready?
I might add a zero to my answer.
I'm ready, Bryce.
All right, we'll go in a different order. We'll go Cameron first.
26 million.
26 million? Oh my God.
I didn't think it was that crazy.
That was high.
That's a little high.
Were there even like plant life on the earth by then?
Yeah, it's like a different era.
What are you talking about? There's plant life on the earth
after dinosaurs.
So. Yeah, that was well within the range of mammals existing and seeds.
But well,
just really far
ancient
back.
Squirrels.
Just really far back.
I don't know. Dinosaurs existed really like 300 million years ago. I say 26 million, and everyone goes, "Are you stupid?" Mammals exist. Like, it's completely reasonable.
That was like two orders of magnitude higher than I thought.
100,000.
No way.
Is that what you put, Alec?
All right. They both have 100,000.
Oh, interesting.
Max.
I went on the low end, I guess. I went 20,000.
Max, you are the closest.
It is
30,000 years old. So
that's pretty close. Not an ancient squirrel.
Yes, it
30,
is.
30,000 years ago?
In terms of the evolutionary scale, that's just a fucking squirrel, dude.
Don't ask for clarifying questions.
Modern humans existed 100,000 years ago. You're telling me that the fucking
Cameron,
squirrel has changed that much?
Hold on. Humans 30,000 years ago, ancient humans.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call it like ancient.
It just
Egypt.
Means
that was
Homo sapien.
6 million years ago. Did you just say the
you're
species
thinking,
that we
actually,
are as if
actually,
that was like also an argument?
Actually, Cameron, you are mistaken because ancient is different than prehistoric.
But
you,
Cameron,
I agree with that,
you
Alec,
neglect to think of Homo erectus, though.
Yes.
I'm just upset about how people laughed at my 26 million. That's a totally reasonable thing for a seed to be around from.
You're right. I feel you. But that's
prehistoric. I think there's been a lot of warming and cooling periods since that time.
I'm going to bury a fucking seed.
You know?
And in 26 million years, someone else is going to get asked this question and they'll know.
No, they won't. We won't
yes,
be around by then.
Yeah, show us.
They'll watch
know the
podcast.
Answer because they will have listened to the most popular podcast
when
of
the,
our time.
When the Bus One Galactic Empire takes over, this will be...
When we finally dethrone Joe Rogan as the podcast king.
Well, let's set this up. Long-term animosity towards Joe Rogan.
Get him on the
He's
pod.
Gonna get him.
Get him on the pod. That's
get
what
him
I'm
on,
saying.
Yeah, get him on the bus.
So we can kill him.
I'll do the Joe Rogan episode.
Austin, Texas.
Let's do a recap of our game so far. So everyone say what your points are, I guess. I was trying to think of a fun basketball thing to do.
Golly goodness.
You have to say it, because it's still audio. All right, camera's at
two.
Four.
Five.
All right, so it's still very much anyone's game. We are coming down to the final minutes, round three. For question 11, it is a buzzing question, but you only have 10 seconds to provide your full answer.
Oh my goodness.
If you buzz in and do not have an answer prepared, I will go to the next contestant. It is not multiple choice.
Okay.
You'll see why I'm doing it that way.
Interesting. Okay.
But please make sure you have your answer ready when you buzz in, basically.
Yes, sir.
All right. Question 11 for the three. The line's up. And while it wasn't always the case, the NCAA tournament is now made up of a total of 68 teams. The number 68 is notable because it is the largest known number to be the sum of two prime numbers in exactly two different ways. Provide the two sets of prime numbers that both add up to 68.
Oh, two sets? Oh, shit.
Two sets of prime numbers that both add up to 68. We'll leave the space in here, too, so that the audience has enough time to think about the numbers, as you do.
68?
For those listening, three people are writing these down, and Cameron is staring up into the ether. Okay, Max is buzzed in. You have 10 seconds.
I'm going to go with 17 plus 51 and 19 plus 49.
That is incorrect.
Bummer. I didn't actually check if they were primes.
Yeah, okay. So I was like, one of the larger numbers
might not be a... Oh, 51's divisible by 3, isn't it? Bummer.
And also, I don't want to give it away, but 49.
49's divisible by 7, right? This is hard.
Yeah, this is tough. Hard.
I haven't found a single pair yet.
Oh, really?
I don't know my prime numbers.
I'm just listing prime numbers.
Okay, I guess we'll drop it to...
Oh, wait, okay. Wait, I just got 1, I think.
Never mind, I'll hold off because I was going to say we'll drop it to 1, but... Yeah, I figured
I'm literally just listing the prime numbers all the way up to 68.
Might be tough.
I should have taken my time. I thought it was going to be quick.
Does anyone else have one yet?
No.
Cameron?
I'm getting close.
Nice.
I don't think I have it yet.
I think that the way it's going, Alec would get there first anyway. So, Alec, go ahead, buzz in, give me the one.
I believe it's 31 and 37 is one of them.
That is one of them. That's correct.
Oh, I was working on that one. Yeah.
I just gotten there.
Okay, you can keep working for the second one, or we can say Alec gets the points.
No.
Is it? No. Is 67 prime?
No.
Got it.
All right, Cameron.
47 and 11.
That is incorrect.
And it also does not add up to 68.
That's awesome.
Is it 57 and 11?
57 and 11?
No.
I have a guess. I have a guess.
All right, Ethan.
27 and 41?
Nope.
Dang it.
27 is divisible by 9.
All right.
All right. I think I'm going to call it.
What's it? What's the other one?
If you got it, couldn't get the other one before the contestants, put it in the comments. The other one is 7 and 61.
Oh, I was close to that. I literally wrote down 51 and 17, and I was like, 51's divisible. Like, I can't do that one.
All right. Well, nice job, Alec. You at least got one of them. It's pretty tough. I almost put that.
All
later
three
on.
Points?
Yep, I'll give you 3.
Wow!
I knew going into it, there's a possibility that it was going
to
be pretty tough.
That was hard. I was so stressed. That was throwing me back to like when you had to do the the times tables timed in like elementary school, and I had performance anxiety.
So
I literally wrote down the first two prime numbers that came to my head, and then the other number, I was like, that could be prime. I'm not going to check. I'm just going to listen.
For the next question, I'm a little bit of a conundrum because someone already gave the answer in this episode.
26 million years.
So I think I'm going to slightly...
Was it Cinderella?
Is it the Caitlin Clark one?
It is the Caitlin Clark one. So I'm going to change it slightly, but I think someone should be able to still get it. All right, question 12. Passing the previous record of 3,667 points, Caitlin Clark just became the highest scoring player in NCAA Division I history. Which player did she pass in the point total?
I don't remember the name.
It could have been a lot easier, but Alec just had to throw it out there earlier.
Dang.
I literally don't have a guess.
I don't have a guess.
If no one has a guess,
Charlie Chaplin
rules. I'm tempted to just give the points to Alec, but I'll give people a guess.
That seems
try it then.
Can we just start guessing women's names and see who is closest?
So to be very Bethany. Clear, it is the men's and women's record.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just don't remember who.
men's and women's record.
If you can give me a player that played either for the same team or at the same time, maybe I'll give it to you.
What year?
I'm not giving you the year.
Dude, fucking Michael Jordan.
That is not correct. No.
My guess is, you know him, you love him, Wilt Adele. Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Good guess.
It's a decent guess.
Larry Bird.
I don't know if he...
He was in there before it
was a
thing.
Wait,
was
this specifically basketball?
He played in 1957. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the record.
Okay. It's a pretty good guess, but that is not correct. I don't think anyone's going to... If you didn't get the name...
Glenn Robinson.
Glenn Robinson is incorrect. Max. Oh, you haven't buzzed in yet.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Good
it's
answer.
Not crazy.
Good
answer. It's not a crazy guess.
I think you should Larry go back Bird. To the thing where you were just going to give me the points.
Whoa. Okay.
I just don't like the feeling of Alec being tied for last and then getting half of a question right and happen to have said a fact and is then in the lead. That just doesn't feel like trivia.
This episode has become a lot of, well, I think I'm just going to give this person the points for no reason.
Would the rest of you know Caitlin Clark? The
name? I would not have.
Yeah.
Like I would have. Caitlin Clark, Max would have. I would have. Sure,
yeah.
Okay.
Just give each of them a point.
Oh, actually, I have.
I have an idea. What if you look up the actual points that each of the four players that we did, and then whoever had the highest points wins?
Guessing numbers? No.
Oh, this is an easy Wilt dub.
Randomly?
He said he had another question he could ask.
Oh, you could do that.
I said Michael.
Oh, I'm so dumb. Actually, this is very easy. I'm giving the question, the answer to Max, because the player played for the same team, and it is not that far off.
Oh, who is the player?
So Shaquille O'Neal is, I think...
He is not a leading scorer.
No.
We went from an episode about objective facts to a lot of, well, maybe.
Well, it's because
I would like to take back what I said and say I think this was a very objective.
It's because the question was ridiculous. I didn't want to give a question where someone already said the answer previously.
My bad. What I'm saying? I thought Caitlin Clark was common knowledge enough to just say her name.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know. All right. So Shaquille O'Neal is the fourth highest leading scorer for the university, LSU. I'll give you the points, Max. The correct answer is Pete Maravich, who did it from 1967 to 1970 without the use of the three-point line.
Now that you've said it, I would never have gotten it, but I like recognize the name, I think, from watching some of the...
Yeah, well, that's the thought process. It's like, well, maybe if you've heard, I was going to make this a bonus question for this.
If you've like watched one of the Iowa games or something.
Exactly. But yeah, good job, Alec, for saying it earlier. And good job, Max, for getting the right school.
And so we get to split the points. Record. That's what you're saying.
So Max gets 3 points.
Okay. Wow. That doesn't make any sense to me, but thank you.
you would have been more mad if I just read the question off and Max said Caitlin Clark.
I would have been really mad, but I would have been less mad because he got the right answer to the question.
Okay. I'm pretty angry either way. This
Alec
is shaken
really
out, honestly.
Is the Izzo of this round. This is
I'm mad that no one gets it right, but we still give the points.
We've had four questions now that are just everyone is wrong and we're still giving out points.
Hey, to be fair,
you asked for one of them.
I got the prime one right. I got a prime one no one else got.
That was deserved.
I knew that squirrels were around 26
also,
million
fair,
years ago.
If Bryce gave you the points like he was going to, you definitely would not be mad about it right now.
Shut up, Max.
That's
a true statement.
This is a great college basketball episode because everyone's arguing about the rules of the game.
Everyone's angry.
That's 3 seconds.
Everyone leaves more angry.
All right. I think people will be less angry about the next few.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's true. Someone will find a way to be angry. That's college basketball.
True.
Yeah.
All right. Question 13. Speaking of setting records... The NCAA
took me a second to process Alec calling complaining about basketball rules woke.
The woke agenda.
That's crazy.
All right.
Sorry.
Question 13. Speaking of setting records.
Damn it, stop it.
I'm sorry, Bryce.
You're talking over the beginning of almost every question. All
right. Be funnier.
Question. I'm reading the question. Are you kidding me?
This is the real twist, is that Max doesn't get triggered this episode. Bryce gets triggered this episode. Whoa. That is a twist.
Bryce, I thought you were the ref.
We need a ref for the ref. We need a ref for the ref.
Cameron, you're out of the game.
Get him out of here.
I'm just down.
All right. Question 13. If I hear any more from the bench, you're out of here.
Yo.
Speaking of setting records, the NCAA tournament game record for most number of points scored in a single game was set in 1970 by Notre Dame's Austin Carr with a total of 61 points. In the Pixar animated movie Cars.
Nice. That's awesome. That is awesome.
What is
that transition?
Guys, I'm trying to focus.
Fucking transition.
I'm tempted to throw someone out right now. I said don't talk to the bench. All right. In the Pixar animated movie Cars, what is the name of Sally's motel?
Oh shoot.
Ethan.
Oh, it's like the traffic cone inn or something.
That is incorrect.
No.
Cameron.
Oh, I know it.
Say it.
There's a...
No. Let him... Cameron. Make him say it. Cone zone.
No. Cone zone.
Nice. All right,
Max.
I believe it is the cozy cone.
It damn is it! The cozy cone.
Damn it. I knew it. I was just too slow.
Cozy Any cone. Complaints?
No. Nope.
That was fair. I'm okay with that. That was reasonable. That was an objective fact that people
let him
knew
play.
Or
let
did
him
not.
Play.
That, you know that made sense.
Although I do think cone zone would have been a better name. Cone
zone. We're staying at the cone zone.
Ethan, yours was pretty close. It was
traffic cone inn.
You have the visual right. You all did.
Yeah.
What was the transition there? How did that happen?
Car.
That's pretty funny.
Still a wild transition.
That was good.
Damn.
All right. So Max sinks the three there. Where are we at points? Because I want to keep track of points a little better
end.
Towards the end.
I'm at 11.
I still have two.
Two.
I have five.
Four.
Four. Okay. So Max is pulling away with the lead a little bit. But remember, second place moves on. So it's still very competitive to get into that second place.
True.
How many questions do we have left?
We have two questions. And if necessary, we have an overtime. But I don't think anyone's going to be tied with the way it's shooting.
We also have not addressed the challenge question yet.
So I've clinched a spot then, in theory.
Probably, yeah.
Unless you throw.
Right, question 14. In 2011, VCU started in the first ever first four and reached the final four as an 11 seed. Name the first four elements on the periodic table by atomic number. Yeah. All right, Max is buzzing in again first.
Hydrogen, helium,
the other ones.
I might have buzzed in too soon.
All right.
I have four written
down. Any, any others or move on to Ethan?
I'll defer.
All right, Ethan,
do you have hydrogen, helium, nitrogen,
this is about where I got.
It's not cesium, but I'll just say cesium because I don't know.
Is incorrect, Alec?
I have hydrogen, helium, nitrogen, carbon. I don't think it's right.
Incorrect, Cameron.
So it's I know I kind of can follow this based on how stars when they get too large. They no seriously. Just let me go with it. They start so their hydrogen becomes helium, and then the helium gets compressed in the core. And eventually, God, it's not iron that's too heavy because iron's like 10.
Cutting you down.
Hydrogen.
Jump ball.
Oxygen.
Oxygen's like 6, isn't it?
No.
No, carbon is 6 oxygen.
All right, so if anyone can... hydrogen and helium are the only two correct that have been named so far.
Hydrogen,
helium. I will give the point to whoever can name... it's open now. Whoever can name one of the other two first.
Oh, my God.
Nope. Cesium, xenon, argon.
Argon, neon.
Potassium.
Silicon.
Nope.
Cobalt.
Iron.
Sodium.
Zinc.
Nope.
Zinc.
Nope.
It's probably a gas. Nitrogen.
Magnesium?
Argon.
Helium. Seems heavy.
Carbon.
Oxygen.
You're saying
carbon.
I think
dioxide.
Almost all of the rest of the top 10. John's screaming right now.
Yeah.
He's out of his chair.
I was going to do the first four states of the union, if that would have been easier. We can switch to that.
Chlorine? No.
I know the first.
Really. Bromine? Bromide? Bromine?
No. All right.
What are they? I'm just curious.
Do you want to give anyone the points?
No, hold on.
Hey, I got number five. I got number five.
Guys, I've got nothing left. I'm going to keep going.
I did get the first two first.
Yeah, we all got hydrogen.
I'm not giving you points for that.
Those are easy.
I was hoping that one person will at least say one of them. That's what I figured it would come down to.
Bryce, can we start going to letters?
Chlorine?
Okay, I will give you the starting letter now. You ready?
Oh, my God.
The starting letter for the three is L.
Lithium.
You all said
it. I said it first. 100%.
I don't know. Okay.
There's a way to judge
the other one.
What's the other one?
All right.
Lithium. Yeah.
First letter is B.
Boring. Bromide. Bromide.
Boron?
I said boron.
You said boron earlier.
I said boron as
bromine.
My first guess.
Bromine.
It's not bromine. It's not boron. Boron's five.
Basalt.
Oh,
beryllium. Beryllium?
Beryllium is it.
Max gets the points. It's good. Wins the game at the buzzer.
Max getting 6 points in this manner is honestly
an atrocity.
Oh, Alec. Oh, here we go. Everyone else is complaining
now.
This is
a regular trivia question.
I would not have felt good if I got those points, just saying.
Good thing I clinched it without those, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. So question 15.
Oh boy, I'm so scared.
Name the men's and women's NCAA champions from last year, 2023.
Men's and women's.
Cameron.
I have no idea, but UConn and...
Five.
UCLA. Four.
Incorrect. Alec.
UConn and Iowa.
Incorrect. Max.
UConn and Notre Dame.
Incorrect. Ethan.
UConn, LSU.
That is correct. Ethan gets the points.
Are you serious?
Wow.
I was about to give the points to Al because Iowa lost the championship game on the women's side.
I knew they got
to
far.
LSU.
Let's go.
Ethan with the
Ethan, did you know
let's
UConn?
Go, three baby. At the buzzer.
Well, we still have
the challenge question. Remember.
That doesn't help me.
It doesn't help ever.
The bottom seeds. The Cinderella story.
At this point, Max moves on, and I think all three of you could technically still get it.
If we get it, we're also within 3 points.
It is true. Because if you
I
get
have
it,
two
if
points.
You get it and the other two don't, then you pass.
It's a 6 point swing.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. So does anyone have an idea for the challenge question?
Can we check points real quick?
Yes.
I have five.
Yep.
I have two.
Seven.
14.
I cannot win.
Do
you can't win. You can get the second spot.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So, does anyone have an idea for the challenge question?
Can you go through the answers again?
Yeah.
So they repeated all the questions so they could remember what they were. Before anyone says anything, I think because of the close nature of this game, I want you to lock it in with writing first.
Okay.
And then we'll go one by one with the challenge. So write it down and make sure you are able to prove to me that that was your real challenge.
All right. I've written it down.
Okay.
I'm literally praying. I'm literally saying prayers in my brain right now. I do not want to get out in the first round.
As the one seed. That would be... Can you imagine a team losing as a one seed in the first round?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Speaking from experience, it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah. Bryce. True.
Bryce, I don't want to... Could you read the answers one more time?
All the way through?
If you wouldn't mind.
So they repeated all the questions so
Cameron.
Could remember what they were.
All right. I think it's time.
Cameron, you got locked in. We'll go Ethan first.
All right, so I was between two. I was between the computer mouse one and the Michael Jordan Florida State one. And because Max had such a violent reaction to the where Michael went, I don't know. I'm just going to go with the Michael Jordan one.
Okay.
All right.
Alec?
I had the same thing.
Cameron?
Florida.
So, Bryce, I... Can I explain my approach to this question?
Just tell me what you challenged.
Does it matter? Your approach does not
matter. You see Bryce when stars form.
That's hilarious.
I sorry, my note app just closed. Hold on, I have it written down.
Just say it.
Computer mouse.
The correct challenge question was Michael Jordan.
Damn it.
But you both got it. Ethan.
So Ethan wins.
Gets the win. Gets the second place, to be clear.
Yeah.
Max, you are 100% correct. It is North Carolina, not Florida.
You know what? I don't feel bad about losing this because half of these questions were just at Bryce's whim.
I feel the same way.
The number one seed goes down. Oh, actually, we had two upset nuts, right?
Two upsets, yeah. The double seeds won.
All right.
Hey, Bryce, I'm not really that upset about this because I'm going to go take a nap. But I just want to say the only part I was upset about was when everyone scoffed at the 26 million years.
that was pretty funny.
Well, folks, looks like we've rolled into the station. And that's all the time we have. If you enjoyed your ride on Bus One today, we'd really appreciate if you told your friends about us. Also, subscribing or dropping a 5-star rating in your podcast player would be super helpful. We're on all of the social medias as Bus One Trivia, all spelled out. You can check out our merch or submit your topic or question ideas at busonetrivia.com or email us at hi@busonetrivia.com. Interesting. Before we go, we'd like to thank Bert for the use of our
not incredulously in our
No.
Literally in the outro. What a stupid fucking email we have.
Before we go, we'd like to thank Bert for the use of our theme song 5978, which is a banger. Please join us next week when we have four new contestants competing on the other side of the bracket. And join us in 2 weeks where Max and Ethan will compete again in the final four to see who is the Bus One 2024 champion.
Basketball.
Thanks for riding Bus One. We'll see you next week. 'Cause I'm gonna do it.